Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Google off. Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Jenna Cherie, and it is Wednesday night, the night before Thanksgiving, and we are going live for 45 minutes tonight, you guys, because like everybody else, I got to get in this kitchen, and I got to start prepping and cooking for Thanksgiving meal. So I hope everybody had a good day. I hope everybody's unwinding. You got a glass of wine or whatever you're sipping on tonight. Don't look at me like that. See, look, I got somebody in here today, and they've been giving me a hard time already, and she ain't even said nothing yet, but she's been giving me a hard time, so I'm going to introduce her in just a second, but I hope everybody's getting ready for tomorrow. I know tomorrow is kind of an unusual Thanksgiving, but I hope you get to be with your family or your loved one, somebody's dear with you. I know the dearest person to my heart flew in last Saturday. She is here. My baby girl, yes, she is with her mama. And we are going to eat some really good food, of course, because your girl can cook. Yes, I can. So tonight we are going to just have a free conversation. We're going to just talk about a few different things. We're going to double back and talk about last episode, the side chick episode. I know I had quite a few people call in and leave me messages last episode. So thank you guys for that. So tonight I have my girl with me. And I'm going to have to make her change her name because her name was too close to mine, but that's a whole other topic. But welcome, my girl, Nikki B. Did I get it right? I'm going to need you to speak up so people can hear. I got it right? We in there? I said, you know what's funny? Nikki next door. But you know what's funny, you guys? This wasn't her voice like 5 minutes ago. When she walked in, this was not her voice. Now, as you can see, she came on. My name is Nikki. Mm-hmm. And I'm a good girl. I don't do anything. This is my voice. Oh, but I'm saying you got crunk like 5 minutes ago and then now. Oh, now was the time now. Oh, ease your way in there. No, cheap. Okay, y'all. But welcome, my girl, Nikki B. I feel like I've known her for years upon years. When I met her, we definitely clicked. We're in the same world, so that definitely is a plus. So I said, we'll jump on this. Let's bring you on tonight, and let's see what the people think. Let's see how it goes. Yeah. So you ready for Thanksgiving? What's almost? Yeah. So you haven't started anything? Oh, so then you're pretty much done.
I'm pretty much done.
Oh, okay.
But I forgot to make it. You can't have that in here.
Yeah, actually. No, we're not talking about right now. We're talking about tomorrow. We're not talking about right now. No, I'm going to take a shot to it, my 13-year-old? No. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Fuck, I forgot, yo. I forgot. But I'm going to need you to be on time because I know, you know, CP time, and anybody out there listening, you know what CP, if you know what CP time is, you know, most of us are on it. I don't do CP time. When I say dinner starts at a certain time, dinner starts at a certain time, but you wasn't early. You was here at 7:45. Ooh. Oh, didn't she say ease her way in, but y'all about to see. So, what are we sipping on tomorrow?
Oh, I'll burn the bottom.
Do I like dark or light? According to where my daughter looks, I like light. So that's cool. So you wasn't here for last week's show. So last week's show we talked about side chicks. So it's kind of interesting with tomorrow being Thanksgiving, and then we talked about side chicks. So in my mind, just me, I wonder how people in that position feel. Like, do you get a text from him on Thanksgiving? Just a text? Do they get a phone call? Because he's going to need time to get away from his family and then do, okay. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, how people feel in right now. Official? So there's levels?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You got the girls that
you
teach.
Oh.
But you got the girls that are your consistent.
Oh.
So
I think all of them are cheating, but hey.
They're all cheating. But eventually.
Oh. Oh, okay. Interesting. You guys. Okay, so. Well, a lot of them do feel entitled. A lot of them feel like their place is the wife's place. Which is very, like, back-assward to me, but I guess that's the way of the world now. So, I don't know, I ain't never been no side chick, or at least I don't think I've ever been no side chick. If I've been a side chick, if somebody knew I was a side chick, I'm gonna need you to ring my phone and let me know, Gina, you was my side chick. But I don't think Gina Sheree was a side chick. But if you guys are wanting to join the conversation, hit me at 516-387-1939. Let me know what you're thinking. Are you a side chick right now? Like, are you waiting on that phone call or that text message from whoever? Or are you a side dude and you waiting for that text message or that phone call from whoever? 516-387-1939. We're also going to be talking about, we're going to dive in a little bit more to some menus and if you guys got a favorite dish that you know your family does or cooks or you cook yourselves, definitely ring us at 516-387-1939. Let us know what the meal is, what your favorite meal is, what your favorite dish is, like what's your ritual, and how different now is it that we got to deal with COVID-19 and try to celebrate the holidays. And shout out to the people that have to celebrate this Thanksgiving losing someone this year. My heart goes out to you guys, and I'm sorry for the ones that are living without their loved ones due to COVID-19 or anything that's happened in 2020 that's going into. It's bad enough that we have to deal with this pandemic, but to try to keep a smile on our face going into the holidays and our loved ones already passed. Shout out to everybody out there that's dealing with that right now. Back to the side chicks. No, I really want to know. Like, this is a thing for me. Like, and I really want to know, like, are they waiting by the phone or are they with their family right now? Or, like, what's up? I think they wait.
But I think they're expecting something like Happy Thanksgiving.
But is that enough?
I mean, you have to understand your desire, so it's going to have to be enough.
Well, we know that it's going to have to be enough, but in a side chick's mind, is it enough?
I don't know because I'm not a side chick.
Is. Oh.
I would say, okay, you know what? If
well,
I don't need that call, I don't need that call. I'm not
going to be. So you was a side chick.
I wasn't necessarily a side chick. I was a
side chick. You was a side chick, man.
No.
How you the getaway chick, but you're not the side chick? Anything that's on the side, if you ain't the main course, if you ain't the chicken, you ain't the turkey, you ain't the pork chop, you ain't the steak. You are a side.
Are you considered a side? You're not in a relationship. You're dealing with multiple people.
No.
Right.
But see, and I had a caller the other day, and she called me, and she was talking about that, too. And I'm, but if you're not in a relationship. But then, to me, that's not a side chick. To me, you're playing the field. Yeah, you just, at this point, you're just dating.
Right.
Now, if you screw in all of them, then you will help.
Yeah, me.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't turn no. I think men can be hoes too, and you can't turn no man hoe into no husband. Mm-hmm. Just like you can't turn no hoe into no housewife. So I'm a firm believer in that. And to be honest with you, if you out there sticking everything that moves, mm-hmm. you not sticking me.
Okay.
So okay. That's not gonna work out for me. If I'm dating you. No, I'll never put my eggs in one basket. But am I sleeping with all? No. Yeah.
Yeah.
None of them. I was cool either way. I was cool as well. If they text me, then cool. If they didn't, then cool. If I text you, cool. If you text me, cool. Like, I wouldn't care. I was focused on my baby, so it wasn't, you know what I mean? Now, if you're the only person I'm dealing with and you're the only person that I'm talking to, texting, sending pictures to, sleeping with, then you better call me. I better hear from you or we're going to have problems. That's just how I feel about that. So, because my focus is on you.
Right.
So if your focus can't be on me and give me that consideration,
not at all.
Oh yeah, I'll cut you off in a heartbeat. That'll be the last time you speak to me. So, but that's just me, and I'm not right in the head. You see what I'm dealing with, you guys? And then we got somebody else.
In the background.
Like a sound effect hype person in the background. like I'm the hype man in the background, like, pull a chair up. You gonna be the hype man, pull a chair up. Come and join the conversation. You guys, call in, join the conversation, 516-387-1939, or you can leave me a message. I will definitely get that. Yeah, be a part of the conversation. How do you feel? Like, what's your position on it? Should the side chick get a message? Should the side chick get a phone call? Should she get anything? Is she relevant around this time? Oh, that's going to be a good... I should have waited for this conversation for February. Valentine's.
Okay,
you know,
so
that's a big one.
Valentine's side chick. You really... You are as
bastard,
baby. I feel like you're not entitled to anything. If you get the text message, appreciate it and move on with your day.
But I know there are some side chicks out there. Like they'll send the bitch roses, and still take his main one out to dinner and give her roses and blue blah. The side chick got roses too. Now he done got two different mailing addresses sending out roses to people. So I've seen that done. So not all side chicks.
Unfortunately, you have men or women who do have a side chick. It's something you're missing in the relationship that you're in. Really craving that.
So why not just
over here?
Why? No, not really.
It's hard.
I think that's not for me, not necessarily. I think that's selfish. I think a lot of men want to have their cake and eat it too.
Okay.
If you're lacking, well, we're talking about men right now. Because the majority of the time, who has a side chick, men or women? Men. Oh, if y'all think that women have, no, we're better, not worse. We're better at it. Because men get caught all the goddamn time. A woman will take this shit to her grave. A woman, you would never know. She done went and had a good time. She done left the house one way, came back another way, honey, and you would never know anything that happened. Maybe what happened?
Why? Women will never cheat.
Right. They think that we're always going to be there. We're never going to do it. I can do whatever because she's not going nowhere, and she's going to always be right there. She's not going to cheat on me. But, baby, to 2020, women are no longer crying. And you know what I'm saying? Or, excuse me, we ain't blowing up cars and putting yourself in the car and blowing them up and crying. Oh, wasn't that on Facebook? I think I see that on Facebook.
What did you do?
That a girl. I remember seeing that on Facebook. And then I didn't feel sorry for her. If you're dumb enough to blow up somebody's car. Karma's a bitch. And I can't understand, like, even if I was married, I can't understand wrecking cars and blowing up stuff and trash and stuff, because at the end of the day, everything that's happened, happened. So you can't take that shit back. But what they can do, especially if you get caught on film, you dumbass, they can take you to court for that. If we playing in a grown-up world, they can take you to court. Now, if you messing with a thug, he gonna shoot you. See, this is why I can't. I can't. But you said that with such contentment, like.
Baby, please believe.
Oh. Okay, so she sounds like she's been there before, ladies and gentlemen.
Law and Order.
I ain't never did nothing like that. I never had to burn up clothes.
You never thought about really going, like, you never dated somebody whose car was their baby or video games was their baby.
Yes, but don't video. I don't think dudes that played in video games like that. We don't do that. But yeah, but mine goes a little crazy, and I don't think I want to say this on air because they'd be like, "Oh Lord, don't listen to her show. She's crazy." Mine goes a little deeper than petty stuff. Like, I think about ways to, like, tie them up to the chair and slice them up a little bit and throw salt or vinegar on them. Like, that's the stuff that I pick up. Or, you remember, what's that movie? Is it This Christmas with Chris Brown and Regina King,
mm-hmm.
where he was cheating on her, and then
she got him
in the shower with the baby on and tore his ass up? Now, I would do something like that.
Right.
That's up my alley. Putting their hands on me. Yeah. Putting their hands on me. If you put your hands on me, it's all fair game. Yeah, because I'm small. So, and I don't deal with small men. I deal with muscle-bound football-type men. So, I'm not going to run out of side, two bones rubbing against each other trying to start a fire. We're not about to do that. No, we're not about to do that. I need somebody with some meat on them. I can't do. Look, y'all, I'm skinny enough, so to have somebody else skinny with me and we rubbing bones, I don't think that's going to feel too pleasant. That's not going to work out for me.
Yeah.
I mean, so burn us the hell up? I don't think that's going to work out. What happened here? How did they die? Oh my God. They were in the bedroom. They started a fire. They couldn't get out. Why would we do that? No, that's not going to work out for me. No, it's not going to work out for me. But to make me, because some people are wired differently. Some females pop off and they just be doing, like, I couldn't see myself vandalizing nobody's vehicle.
Right.
It's not worth it. And at the end of the day, karma's a bitch. And karma can get your ass better than I can. Mm-hmm. So I rather let karma do its course. But sometimes karma takes way too long. And I want to get them right then in that moment. But then I'm just like, I'll feel good in the moment, but what happens afterwards?
Like, I feel good.
No, goddammit. No, you can't.
Yes, you do.
Well, that means you did this before.
No, not me.
Can you pass to Dijon Mustard, please?
If you think something, you're going to think about it.
So who has time to creatively come up with sabotaging somebody's beat? Shit.
Hey.
Whoa, hype man.
In the background.
Huh? Women, goddamn it, women.
In a vehicle, like, I would never do the vehicle.
We are smarter. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. We are smarter. Look, is somebody gonna be like, no, you just ain't. I think we're clever with our thinking. I think we analyze stuff and we take time to get you back.
And I think that's
yeah.
And women think
long term.
Right.
Just like when we know we're going to leave that man, we take a little bit of money and we put it over here.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to deal with his stuff. We might look at him crazy, might give him a little argument, but we're going to little by little take our money, put it away, and build our nest somewhere else. So when we're ready to fly, our nest is already built and we ain't got to worry about nothing. So we will do that. And I think, because they say a lot of times women act on their emotions, but I think men do that. They act under emotions and it's in the moment, like quickly. You know what I'm saying? They get mad and they lash out right then and there. And we could be like, okay, I'm going to get your ass.
I got you.
Don't go to sleep, motherfucker.
You want a glass of
water? Yep.
You
hungry?
You hungry?
He just blacked in my eye, but baby, you hungry? You want to eat? You want a sweet potato pie? That's it. Right, isn't that what Madea said? Fix him a plate. Feed him. Mm-hmm. Come on, Carlos. There's some grits on the stove. You look hungry. Maybe you should fix Carlos a plate. And then she threw the grits on him.
Mm-hmm.
What you?
All the time, man. Because all of them need some grits. Don't waste my food. She could have just threw the hot water on him.
No, she did the good on the grits. You slapped me in my grandmother's house. Grits thick. Water might get you depending on the temperature of the grits thick. You gonna feel that. Now you'll be okay with some hot water that's like, you know, stepping in the shower, flushing the toilet back in the day and it burns you and then it's over.
Right.
But them grits, every time you look at grits, you going to think about getting grits thrown on you. Sir, we have grits or oatmeal. Go ahead and give me that oatmeal, dog. I can't mess with them grits. That's how that's going to turn out for me.
Right. Right.
Hype man. What'd you say, hype man?
I
mean, yo, sometimes you got to make a point with the food. And once the point is proven, I think you did your job. Because you can go to the store and buy a box of grits for $1.29. Trust me. So I'm expecting something totally different once this mic turned on.
What's that?
Oh, my God. What's that? Was I supposed to do something different? What is that? Don't get quiet now. Oh my God. Oh my God, you guys. Okay.
What? With COVID-19, you better get a plate and drive by. I'll be handing out plates. You drive up, you get your plate, and you drive by. You keep on going. Happy Thanksgiving. Honk your horn. Be big. Be good. But I got quite a few things that I'm cooking. So my daughter got a whole list of things that she wants me to cook. So I'm going to do the black eyed peas and rice. I'm going to make some crawfish etouffee. Mm. I'm going to make some yams. I'm going to bring it down south. Then I'm going to bring it way back up over here again. But I'm going to do, I got some ham for her, some macaroni and cheese. I got some cornbread. I'm going to make some deviled eggs because that's my thing. I'm going to fry some catfish. I'm making a peach cobbler. She got her apple pie. The only thing I'm not cooking from scratch is the pumpkin pie. I don't do pumpkin pie, no way. Mm-hmm. I don't know where my daughter got this pumpkin pie eating from. I can't say what I want to say. But I don't think, and correct me if I'm wrong, if anybody's listening to this right now and you are my black folks, and your family eats pumpkin pie, call in and let me know, because I was under the impression that black folks don't eat pumpkin pie. That's not our thing. But correct me if I'm wrong. We do sweet potato pie. Yeah, we don't do no pumpkin pie. She said that, y'all. But is pumpkin pie more a Caucasian thing? And sweet potato pie is more of a black thing? I think a lot of us would agree, yeah, that is. Just like eating black eyed peas, that's more of a southern thing. Yes, black eyed peas and cornbread.
You know what's crazy?
What?
Because it's just not so open. It's not the
color.
I didn't do it. I did a whole chicken. So I put the chicken out the oven. The whole bread and bag is gone.
Well, hold on. Don't we eat enough chicken?
We do.
Christmas is right around the corner. You could take that. I'm not gonna do nothing for Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh yes, hands down.
All day.
I'll do that all day. All day. All day. Yeah. All day. Like. But I have to have mine a certain way. Like, it has to be beef, and it has to have green olives in it, and I have to have my red devil hot sauce with it. Like, I got to eat. Like, I don't want to mess up nobody's tamales. I'm not, you know, but I need my hot sauce with it.
Call in.
Yeah. Oh, yes. You heard the girl, Nikki B. If you have the hookup on tamales and you are in the Phoenix area, bring your girl. 516-387-1930. If you make a tamales, baby, let us. Cause that's all day, every day. I can definitely tear up some tamales. Like, I remember, lady. I don't know who this lady is, but she had her basket, her little buggy, in front of the Food City, and they sell it for cheap, but they be nice and warm, and they be on fire. So if you know somebody like that, you let us know what store she at. Where she posted, like, hands down, like, my family actually makes them. My sister and my aunt, they know how to make tamales. So my sister makes chicken. She don't eat beef or pork, so she makes chicken tamales.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty fire. So, but if you guys got the hookup, oh, Lord, maybe I should have looked at my phone. If you guys got the hookup,
leave us a message. Connect with me on Instagram, gspot.live on Instagram. You can also go to my Facebook page, Gspot Live on Facebook. Follow me there as well. Or you can also hit me on my website, www.gspot.live, and you guys can leave me a message there. Or you could just come right on here and leave me a message, or you can call in 516-387-1939. This is your girl, Gina Cherie. I am live with Nikki B. I'm going to have to change her name. Because before... Yeah, we'll figure that out. Because I changed mine, because I was going by Gina B, and I had to change that. And I recently changed it to Gina Cherie. So the fact that yours was Nikki B, yeah, and I was like, I'm happy I changed my. Oh Lord, you got me thinking about some Molly's right now, with some hot sauce, baby. Well, excuse me, I don't share. I'll give you one. Damn, at least I gave you one. But I feel so selfish. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking for at least 3 dozen.
Me too.
Like, I'm deep in it. Three dozen works for me. Because I can eat that in one setting. Like breakfast, lunch, dinner, food. That'd be good for me. What you mean? I'll leave, because they come in a dozen. So I'll eat a dozen for breakfast, lunch, dinner. Yes, I'm greedy. Look, I'm small, but I'm greedy. Where's the food going all the I'm small. Wait a minute. What do you mean? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You can't call grown folks tiny and cute. You make me sound like a miniature chihuahua. Really? I'm not. Damn, Yorkie? Damn, it's cute. Oh, no, I'm expensive. I'm a high paid hook about that. I'm expensive now. Wait a minute. You ain't picking me up from no goddamn shelter. I'm a show dog behind the glass, and you going to be, I got my papers. No, I'm not going to be at no shelter, goddammit. I may act like I'm from a shelter, but I don't look like I'm from a shelter now. I'm not. I'm cute with it. I'm real cute with it. Don't make me walk this runway, honey. You want to see me walk? She walk. No, I ain't got no ass. I got a little bit. Y'all help us with that. That hurt my feelings when they said that, though.
Why?
Look, yo, look. She can't come for the host. Like, how are you coming for the host though? That was not no guy. That was not. Look, hype man. I'm gonna need you when I cue you. You hype in. Like you, I need you to sit there, hype man. I need you to sit in the front. bless a little heart.
Oh my God.
Bless a little heart. I am petite woman. I have everything in the right place.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody complain. Thank you very much. And I think God did that for a reason. Because if I had a big old ass sitting back there, he know I would act a fool. So I think he did that right. See, this what you was doing. Exactly. If I had a camera and you guys could see what she was doing.
I'm going to get her to start up on live now.
No.
I got
to work my way up there. I got to work my work.
I'm going to start going on live, and then I'm going to on her real quick. But she got expression.
You better
You
better hope my gray hair is dyed before you put me on some type of film while you playing with me. Got me all on the camera and all the gray hair. Like, she looks so young, but look at the gray hair.
She looks so young. She's cute. She's slim thick.
She's a voice. I got some. Oh, sometimes y'all, because if y'all was. Well, not with my braids in my hair. When I wake up with my braids in the hair, I be cute. Yeah, I be cute with the braids in. You know, because, you know, and then I do one of these numbers and put my braids on the side. I be like, good morning. I look cute with it. But you give it with my short hair and not side out. Yeah, but you don't want to see that in the morning. And please don't let my sinuses be messing with me with my short hair in the morning. It's not a pretty sight. So, no, there was no combing it over, baby. I remember one time I wasn't feeling good, and my allergies, I had a sinus headache or something, and my allergies was messing with me, yo. Like, for real, y'all, I'm being straight with you. I woke up, like, one side of my drawers was in my behind, so my ass cheek was out. My hair was short, and I didn't wrap it, so this was stuck to the back of my hair was stuck. The front of my hair was sticking straight up, and then I had a piece of tissue in my nose. So, yes, baby. So if you can imagine that, just sit for a second, you guys, and just imagine that, then you'd be like, God damn. I was by myself because I couldn't breathe. I put this shoe in my nose so I can breathe. They're going to be like, who the hell is this girl? People that know me, they're going to look. I'm definitely going to get messages on my Facebook like, what the hell was you doing on your show last night? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure anybody listening to me can picture it. It wasn't cute, y'all. So, oh no. If I was married at that time, I think he would have go back there and try that shit again. But,
well, I mean, what is your limit of trying to be sexy? What are you used to me now?
Oh, right away, boo.
No.
Look. For me, what you see is what you get. Like, and I'd rather for you to see me, like, at my worst first. Because if you like me at my worst, oh, you're going to love the hell out of me when I'm dressed. So I don't hide it. Okay, like, really not the tissue in my nose at the beginning. You don't spring that on to me until after you say I do and get the ring. Make sure you stick around. You don't want to get... You can't scare them off. So
I remember getting married and then all of a sudden one day
That's why I don't want to wait until, you know what I'm saying, necessarily I do to let some of my stuff up. If I'm comfortable, I'm comfortable.
Right.
So, and for me, once we take it there and you taste it and I taste it, all that is out the window. And once you take a piss in front of me or I'm taking one, I'm using the restroom and then you come in the bathroom or vice versa or whatever, y'all bets are off. Like, we're good to go.
So we're not sexy.
I know we're still sexy, but I'm comfortable now. So. Because, and this is just my opinion, just because I'm comfortable with the person, I'm going to be sloppy. Like, I'll still get dressed. Like, if I would get a phone call, I'm not coming over in no sweats. So I'll still put on a dress. Am I going to put on the dress like I'm going to a club? No. But am I going to make sure I'm cute and intact? So when I walk in that door, you make me, okay, go ahead and go in the room. Then, yeah. Right. Like, I'm not the one to believe where you get comfortable and you stop doing your hair. You stop doing your makeup and you stop doing this, you stop doing that, because that's not what attracted him to you. So I'm going to still get sexy. And I'm going to make sure you know who the fuck you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? That's me. But is there going to be times where we're chilling around the house in our sweats? Yeah.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Is there going to be times where my hair's in a bun and I don't care? Yeah. But I'm going to show you who you got. No, I'm just... Yeah. At the same time, what you see is what you get. I'm not going to fake something in the beginning and then when I feel like you're comfortable, put on a whole different person to you. You know what I'm saying? So if I tell you in the beginning I got three of me that I didn't told you, I got three of them. So when they... Oh, no, I can't say that. I don't care. I don't want my listeners to be scared of me. I don't want my love. What I do? If somebody heard it, and who your person is, I'm sure if he was listening, he would have picked up. This is how they act. This is how you get this one to come out. Because he's the first one that can get one of them to come out like right away. They were like, I don't know what I done tapped into. This girl, Gina Cherie, she crazy. She got different personalities. She's cutting people up like, bitch, a psycho. Yeah, because that's what I said it before. I tied people to the chair. I'm not going to repeat that. I did already. But I'm a firm believer of that. And I think there's more on a woman to uphold her looks than a man.
Definitely. I don't feel like you don't need a man who we met in the beginning.
Right.
If you have to make that attracted you, good luck meeting that person being on your own.
Right.
Because it's not consistent. It's for some reason it's a little thing that I need have to continue to be sexy. We have to continue
right.
to keep ourselves up, because if we don't, there's another woman out there that's willing to do it.
Well,
yeah,
and I can't deal
with that.
Right, and I can't deal with that. Like, I do clean cut. I like clean cut men. I don't do men that, if the only shoe you have in your closet are Jordans, I can't deal with you. That's not my yeah, because there's some times where I want to go places and Jordans are not required. Because I'm fully grown.
Right.
So for some people, you gotta be able to switch it up. I'm a big thing on men wearing a watch off. I don't know what it is, but I love a man with a watch off. Yeah, that means you're accountable for stuff, in my opinion. I don't do men that wear sagging pants. I don't do men that wear tight jeans or skinny jeans, yo. Like I don't. Not gonna be in the mirror arguing about whose jeans these are. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Like I don't do that's not my cup of tea.
Right.
There's a way to, for a man to have their fit their clothes where they're not is not overly baggy and it's not tight like women.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's too much to ask from a guy because they ask so much of us. So damn it, cut your hair, shave your face. I love a man with a beard. It's something about these beards, especially if you keep it clean. Ooh, and you fresh. Ooh, and the Commence cologne. Now, there's a thing about cologne. You can't be funky and then put on cologne, and that's not going to work for me. And then spray on cologne. But, oh, when that man walks in, he is showerly fresh with that cologne. On his back. Oh my goodness, baby. There's a cologne. There's one I like. Gucci Guilty. That's a very good one. Why? Well, I said mine, so you have to say yours. Mm. Women, do you got a cologne? Do you guys have a cologne out there that just, every time you smell this cologne, it's just, woo, it just does something to you. Now, there's, I know there's women out there that as soon as that cologne, I don't care who, what man is wearing that cologne. Yes, we know the scent. Yeah, you know the scent. You know the scent. And then it always takes you back to that one dude that makes you fall in love with the scent in the first place. Yes, yeah, we're talking about it tonight. There's that scent. Yes. And for me, one of them is Gucci Guilty. And I know the person that made me feel this way about the scent. And it was, and every time I smell this scent, I'd be like, baby, like, I need to go sit down. I'm going to have to go change my clothes.
And then I think it's part of Time Eternity.
That was a good one.
But then there's this other one I was an old man walked by me.
The old man had breaking your knees.
Man, he was old. I don't know if he was like Mexican or Puerto Rican. He was like Hispanic. And boy, I said, he walked by and I stopped. I said, you got him? And he laughed.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like,
oh, it talks about a man in a suit.
Man,
mm-hmm. But it takes it more for, it takes it further than just, because once that scent is in, I flashback. Oh, so yeah. We spraying cologne on the pillow. Well, I can't say, I'm not going to judge you. I've been single for 7 years now, so I'm not going to judge you. Speed dating? I think that would be dope. Set up a G-spot speed date.
Yeah,
oh, ladies, gentlemen. If you guys are down for the what are we gonna do? Geez, I don't know what's in this wine, baby. I can't get it out. My words are a little bit slurred. The speed dating, that's what it is, you guys. Speed dating. If you guys are down for the speed dating, let us know. Chime in, let us know. Email us, call us, message us, let us know if you're in. We could definitely set something like that, mm-hmm. especially around Valentine's for those of us that are something like that, but we're gonna have to figure out how to do it because COVID. So it's not gonna. Yeah, like we talking like we free to do whatever we want to. We gotta. Oh yeah, we can set something like that. Look, you guys, we will set something like that. Valentine's is coming up for those that participate in Valentine's. I don't care either way, but if y'all want to set something like that, we could do it virtual. I think that'd be definitely fun. So that way we ain't gotta be. Can you pull your mask down? Your eyes look good, but baby, what does it look like behind the mask?
Like the eyes are the
right.
They always say the eyes.
Wait, because wait, I don't know.
I'm gonna use a little crazy. Like
that's a fact. That's definitely a fact.
It's just kind of one of the things where you can't see the fact that I've chosen not to doll myself up.
So do you get tired of dolling yourself up though? Because there's sometimes it's like, shit, I don't feel like doing all this. Yeah, sometimes I'm just like, damn, I don't want to put no mascara on. Like, I don't want to do this. I don't want
to
do that. Like,
I don't even know how to put is a blessing, I do my lashes and my
body. And see, and my makeup takes all but 5 minutes. So I don't like a lot of stuff on my face. I don't want to look like I've been painted on. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like there's some makeup right here that looks beautiful. It's supposed to enhance, but not,
but not
make you look like a totally different. So there has been people that I've seen on Facebook, and before they looked like The Exorcist, and whoever did their makeup did a great job. Right. I don't know. Did you read about the dude that divorced his wife? They were married for just a little bit, and he got her home and seen her without makeup, and he was like, fuck this bitch. Like, this is not what I signed up for. This is not the bitch I met. I'm divorcing your ass. Yes, he took her to court, and he divorced her because he said it was false. Yes, it was something like false advertisement and false pretense. Well, but if you need all of that makeup on your face, you ain't as cute as you thought you were.
You're not.
So, and I don't want to sit there and it takes like an hour to do my makeup. Like, I ain't got time to sit to take no hour to do makeup. But I have seen some people, like my older sister, she does her makeup and it's not a lot. So, and she doesn't need a lot of makeup anyway.
Right.
So, but she does it to where it looks natural. Now, can you tell that she has makeup on? Yeah. But it's a natural look. It's a natural feel. And she's not a whole different person after her makeup. That's how you do that. I can't do that. Like, she knows where to brush it, where to flick it, where to... Yeah, like, my sister knows it all. Yeah, I'm like, how do you do that? You know, she has that down, but at the same time, she doesn't overdo it. Yeah, so, and that type of makeup is okay. But when you got layers and layers and layers, like, I just... And I'm good. Like you left your whole mask on the bed. I'm like, I can't. No, I'm serious. I just I can't. So how did we start talking about makeup? Where did that even come from? Oh, we were talking about makeup. Yeah, I'm glad for you here. Because I would have forgotten. I ain't got nothing to do tomorrow. Oh, you crazy. Oh, baby, one thing you got to know about Gina Cherise. I can throw down in the kitchen. Don't let my size fool you, boo-boo. Mama can cook. So we're not over-seasoning. We're not under-seasoning. We're not over-cooking. We're not under-cooking, baby. Everything is going to be A-okay. So we ain't got that problem.
Okay.
So, and this is just a little bit of, you're not supposed to tell people I'm over here drinking wine. Mm-hmm. So, well, everybody knows what like they say. No. Ain't nobody talking crazy over the water. I don't drink Kool-Aid. I'm diabetical. Did I say that? Hype man. You want to go on my shoe, not her. She co-hosts. I'm host. I don't need you to go off my queue. I don't remember that.
Replay.
Well, no, but we can. If we replay, you said you were gonna be here at 7. See?
What?
So then, no, I didn't. I didn't say that. That's what we're doing right now. That's what we're doing right now. Look, yo, the night before Thanksgiving, we sipping. Food's being prepped. We got other things going on in the background. I remember, like, growing up, night before Thanksgiving, like, you could smell the food. My grandmother was in the kitchen. She's prepping. She didn't get no sleep. She was up all night. She handmade every single thing. Right. So I wasn't used to getting greens and stuff
Oh, Lord, excuse me, all live on the mic and stuff. That wasn't cute or sexy. Lord, bless me.
I wasn't used to getting the greens in the bag, you know, like growing up. My Yeah, like there wasn't, we had it, we got them in a box.
It was, right.
Right, but ours was in a box. Like I'm saying, when we got from the, we came from the store and the greens were in a box. Not in just a bag that you get from the store that you put an onion in. We had it in. We had it in a box, so it was a little bit different. And so we sat in the living room with our grandmother, and she made us. That's how I learned how to pick the greens and everything. Pull off the stem, like you know what I'm saying. Like I learned all that from. Oh yeah, make fresh mashed potatoes. I don't know who makes mashed potatoes on our side. For there ain't no mashed potatoes over here. Yeah, I don't do no. We eat sweet potatoes. Oh no, no, we don't not. I'ma stick to the sweet potatoes. I think my daughter said something about a green bean casserole. I said, where did you come from? Who you been hanging around? We don't do no green bean casseroles over here. I don't know where I came from, but we don't do that mess over here. Yeah, I can't.
The green bean casserole,
oh, and the cranberry sauce, but the cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I see where you're going with it. I just don't. I've never cooked it. Whoever does eat it, like kudos to you. If that's what you guys like, then eat what you, you know, do what you do. I don't do it in my household. But I'm not opposed to doing it either. If my daughter was like, "Mommy, can you cook this?" I would have cooked it for her. So I'm okay with that.
Gosh. We got a lot to do for tomorrow. There's a lot of prepping going into this.
You guys, I know I should have had a firm topic to stick with tonight, but I said, this is the night before things, and this is going to be a free-for-all conversation, and we were just going to come on. We was going to talk for a little bit and just do different. We was going to just do different topics. We didn't give you guys a little bit of everything tonight. We introduced Nikki B. We got the hype man in the background. And so we thank you, though. You like you cued in. Appreciate it.
Right.
What? You're blessed to be black. We are definitely blessed. Some don't know that they are light-skinned black over dark-skinned. I'm just going to put that out there. Oh, yeah, we're going to end the show with that. And Nikki B knows exactly what I'm talking about, y'all, because if you've seen her and you've seen me, she thinks that we are the same. She thinks that we are the same complexion and we're not. So we had like a 30-minute conversation about this, and we're so not the same complexion, but I don't – somebody help us over here. If y'all want to see a picture of us side by side, you'd be like, Nikki B is tripping. And I'd be like, I agree, because I'm dark-skinned. With my dark skin stuff. I'm dark skin. We're going to end the show with Dina Cherie is dark skin. So thank you guys for tuning in. Hit your girl at 516-387-1939. We'll see you guys at the next show. We thank you for participating. Catch me every night at 7 o'clock. Tonight we did our show a little bit late because people was late. But you can catch me at 7 o'clock right here on Blog Talk Radio. You guys can chime in, blogtalkradio.com/Gina Cherie. And
I'll see you guys not tomorrow. We're not going to do nothing tomorrow, y'all, because tomorrow I'm going to be eating. So catch me back on here on Friday. We're definitely going to dig into our other topic. We're going to talk about Polly. You guys are like, what is Polly? Well, you got to tune in for Friday's conversation, and we will catch you guys up what Polly is, if you're interested in it. Are you living in it? Would you ever do it? And then we're going to talk about, we're going to tie in something else in that conversation. So definitely stay tuned. This is your girl, Gina Cherie, with co-host Nikki B. And we will see you guys Friday. And we're out.